Aquaculture is very important to develop it now, isn't it?
Absolutely. Ireland has been at the forefront, really, of aquaculture. If you go back to even in recent history, like we did the first oyster hatchery here in 1903, we started holding salmon in the 1850s. And like it's been vital, it's our number one seafood export in value is salmon. So, you know, it's vital to the country. And I think we've been at the both growing product, but also technically the advance that we have made in the industry has been world leading.
Do you think that the Irish public fully understands the importance of aquaculture or fish farming, as so many people would call it, that it's really vital as a seafood source for the years ahead?
I think there's a growing awareness. You can see it by obviously our number one fish consumed in the country retail level there is salmon. Now, we are certainly running a number of education programs like our Aquaculture Remote Classroom, which is education in the schools. Our Taste the Atlantic initiative with Fáilte Ireland, again, is about that education to where the actual food is coming from, the sustainable food that you get from aquaculture.
What's going to happen in Kerry later this year is important, Richard, because from what I see, it gives companies that could develop the opportunity to do so in aquaculture.
That's it. We're really reaching out to universities, entrepreneurs, other businesses. We're running what we're calling an aquaculture accelerator program, and we're doing this in conjunction with a company called Hatch. And it will be running in the RDI hub in October the 5th to the 15th in Kerry, is where the RDI hub is. And what we're really looking for is innovative technologies and businesses that want to start up in the aquaculture sphere. And we're looking at the global aquaculture market for this. So we're looking at companies. This is the third year that we'll be running it. And it's ranging from online trading companies that can do aquaculture products to data analytics in the aquaculture sphere to even new cage technology. So it's really wide remit. What we're looking for is not on the production side, but certainly on the innovation and technical side. We're looking for startup companies and we want to bring them through on a 2-week intensive program.
So rather than just when you say the production, the growing side, this is a step on, is it?
This is a step on. What we felt in BIM is that, you know, Ireland has always been at the forefront of innovation in aquaculture. But we have, I suppose, had an opportunity now to harness that potential. We really want to be, to put it another way, the Silicon Valley for aquaculture innovation, because we've come up with, you know, a whole range of innovations in the aquaculture, from oysters to mussels to salmon farming. And we have people that we feel that are not directly in the aquaculture business with fantastic ideas. And we want to ask them to come in and try and solve some of the global issues that we have in aquaculture, because it's a relatively new industry, as you know, but the market, it's a 230 billion market out there. So it's one of the fastest growing food sectors, and it really requires innovation if the demand for aquaculture products is going to be, the production is going to meet the demand for the product.
So rather, if I was looking at it from the outside, rather than being, shall we say, on the front line of growing and farming in the water, this takes it into technology, scientific development and marketing, that kind of thing?
That type of thing. We're looking for young entrepreneurs, innovative companies, and with our partners in Hatch. Hatch are the leading aquaculture accelerator program. And what an accelerator program is, it's a very intensive 2-week induction to say, tell us your business idea, show us what you want to do. And what we will do is we'll bring in mentors, we'll bring in investment analysts, we'll bring in marketing expertise, and we will really grill you for those 2 weeks. And at the end of it, you will have a chance to be put in front of investors to actually say, yeah, we want to put backing behind your idea. We ran it last year just for Irish companies. We had 13 Irish companies, 3 of them received investment, and they've gone on to also join the Hatch Global program, which they travel to Hawaii, Singapore, Norway. And those companies, we're hoping, will just grow and grow. And we really just want to harness that potential we have in the country.
Now, I see it's the third year of this aquaculture, and I suppose the correct description very obviously is accelerator, because it accelerates the industry. And as you say, three companies came out of the last one. So it's clearly an opportunity for innovation. How do people who might like to take part get onto the project?
Okay, our partners who are Hatch, and if they go onto their website, which is Hatch, H-A-T-C-H dot B-L-U-E, so Hatch Blue is the website. You simply go onto that website, you'll see their application to the BIM Accelerator program. And what we're looking for is like that is a broad range of companies. I can give you just some examples from last year. We had a company called Catch a Trade, which is developing online trading systems worldwide. Another company, Impact Nine, who are doing offshore cage technology, and Univiv, which is using bacteria to boost the immune system in fish culture. So it's really that broad, and we're just looking for great ideas. We will try and take those ideas, bring them to investors, and try and grow Ireland as the centre of aquaculture innovation in the world.
So to sum up, if I sum it up correctly, then it's growing, developing, helping to accelerate the fastest growing seafood sector.
We just want great ideas for the worldwide aquaculture. We had another company called Loon, who is actually based here in Ireland. They came out of our first program, and they're actually running financial services for shrimp farms globally. So we're harnessing our skills in financial services. We're using them in the growing areas of shrimp aquaculture around the world. So in India, Indonesia, countries like that, and that company has been very successful.
I think perhaps a lot of Irish people might know just how extensive this is. Great opportunity then.
Absolutely. Your famous saying of the island nation, but we're connected to the world. And what we want to do is put Ireland at the centre of that, to say we have the expertise here, we have the people, we have the experience in aquaculture. But what we want to do is really harness our maximum potential of that and actually say, yeah, Ireland is the place to come for innovation, and we sell that innovation around the world.